Chapter 19, Clash of the Titans, Part 1.
The chamber was dimly lit, the air thick with a mixture of incense and the cold sterility of metal. A massive, translucent portal flickered at the far end, casting the imposing silhouette of the Shalit Biru across the room. High Admiral Voss, a veteran of 100 conquests, found himself standing rigid, his usual commanding presence shrinking beneath the weight of his superior's fury.
"Do you mean to tell me?"
The Shalit Biru's voice reverberated, laced with venomous disbelief.
"That my highly classified, top secret, highly strategic outpost is gone because of the local wildlife?"
Voss swallowed hard. The Shalit Biru's presence, even though a projection, made his throat dry. He had faced warlords, insurrections, and planetary sieges, but nothing compared to the suffocating aura of the Shalit Biru's displeasure.
"I..."
Voss hesitated, his usual unwavering tone faltering.
"We underestimated the creatures, my Shalit."
"Underestimated?"
The Shalit Biru's voice dropped to a dangerous hush.
"No one bothered to take precautions against the ferocious beasts whose homes we invaded?"
Voss clenched his fists behind his back, struggling to maintain composure.
"We assumed they were primitive, incapable of organized resistance. They were mere animals."
"Yet they turned out to be smarter than your entire regiment stationed there."
The Shalit Biru's fury burned through the projection, the flickering light intensifying as if the very room trembled at his wrath.
"And now, thanks to your incompetence, we are forced to accelerate our assault on Mercuri."
Voss straightened at the mention of Mercuri. That had not been the plan, at least not yet.
"My Shalit, our forces are still repositioning,"
he interjected cautiously.
"An early assault
will happen as I command,"
the Shalit Biru interrupted, his words sharp as a blade.
"Try not to let the local wildlife there get the better of you."
With a final thunderous slam, the portal shut, leaving the chamber in eerie silence. Voss exhaled sharply, his jaw tightening. He turned to the officer present, who had stood several feet back, silent as a statue during the exchange.
"Prepare the fleet,"
Voss muttered, his voice regaining its steel.
"If we must strike Mercuri ahead of schedule, we will ensure that nothing, man or beast, stands in our way."
He took a slow step forward, fists clenched at his sides. The rage he had suppressed in front of the Shalit Biru now seethed to the surface. His voice, once steady, now cracked like a whip through the chamber.
"Now, go and find out. Where's my shuttle?"
A corridor of fire.
The air was still. A low, steady hum pulsed through the ship's bulkheads, the only sign of the massive power coursing through its veins. Kayel and Lysara moved carefully through the dim corridor, their steps soundless against the cold metal floor. Overhead, cables lined the ceiling like tangled roots, flickering faintly with energy. The reactor was close now. Just a few more turns. Kayel slowed his pace, lifting a hand. Lysara halted beside him, pressing against the wall. He didn't hear anything, but he could feel it. A presence ahead. Moving as one, they edged forward until they reached the next junction. Kayel peered around the corner. 5 Drethion soldiers stood near the corridor leading to the reactor. Their weapons were holstered, their postures relaxed, unaware of the intruders just yards away. One of them spoke in a low voice, checking something on his wrist console.
No response from command,
the soldier muttered.
Probably just comm interference.
Another scoffed.
Or incompetence.
Lysara leaned in close, her breath warm against Kael's ear.
We need to get past them.
Kael's fingers tightened around his blade.
Quietly.
She nodded.
I'll take the left. You handle the rest.
Kael gave a slow, confident, partial smile.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Lysara moved first. She slipped into the darkness like a whisper, circling toward her target. Kael exhaled, calming his heartbeat, feeling the flow of movement around him. He stepped forward, slow and controlled. The nearest soldier didn't even sense him, until it was too late. Kael's blade whispered through the air, slicing through the soft gap in the soldier's armor. A muffled gasp, a body caught before it hit the floor. Lysara struck next. A quick, precise shot to the temple. No sound, no time for a cry. But then, a flicker of movement. One of the remaining soldiers turned, eyes widening.
Intrudes!
Kael moved before the shout could finish. He surged forward, his blade flashing in the dim light. The soldier barely had time to raise his rifle before Kael struck. The force of the impact sending him staggering backward. Then the chaos erupted. The remaining two soldiers scrambled, weapons raised. Lysara fired first, dropping one with a precise shot. But the last one was faster. He dove for cover, returning fire. Kael didn't hesitate. He reached deep, calling upon his Solari training. Not just speed, not just skill, but instinct. His blade became an extension of his will. He sidestepped the blast, twisting his body at an unnatural angle, letting the energy bolt pass harmlessly by. Before the soldier could fire again, Kael was already upon him. A sharp strike. Disarm. A second strike. Disable. The soldier slumped, unconscious. Lysara lowered her blaster, shaking her head.
That was quiet?
Kael calming his Ra.
Could have been quieter.
She smirked, turning toward the reactor door.
Come on, we're almost...
A new voice cut through the dimly lit corridor.
Going somewhere, princess?
Both Lysara and Kael froze. Commander Typhon stood at the far end of the hall, her armored form framed by the shadows. Three soldiers flanked her, weapons held at ease, but their eyes sharp and ready. Lysara, recognizing Commander Typhon.
Well, we have some unfinished business, don't we?
The engine room.
The corridor leading to the engine room was eerily silent. Kryn and Zal moved with steady precision, their footfalls muffled by the ship's industrial hum. The air smelled of heated metal and faint coolant fumes, a sign they were nearing the core systems. Kryn exhaled slowly.
Too quiet,
he muttered. Zal glanced at him.
You prefer noise?
Noise means predictability.
Kryn's sharp eyes scanned the dimly lit passageway.
Silence means surprises.
As if on cue, the alarms blared to life. A deep pulsing klaxon rang through the ship, flashing red lights painting the metal walls in warning streaks. Kryn's jaw tightened.
Damn it.
They found, Lysara and Kyle,
Zal said, already shifting his stance. Then, movement. Before they could fully react, three Draetheon soldiers emerged from a side corridor, weapons raised. They moved fast, already closing in. Kryn tensed, ready to strike. But before he even took his first step, Zal was faster. The first soldier barely had time to aim before Zal disarmed him with a single fluid strike. His blade flashed in the crimson warning lights. One clean motion, and the soldier collapsed. The second fired. Zal was already moving. A twist, a pivot, a blade through the gap in the armor. A sharp gasp, then silence. The third tried to retreat, scrambling for cover. Zal was on him in a blink. A strike to the throat, a swift takedown. It was over before Kryn had even drawn his weapon. Kryn raised an eyebrow, genuinely surprised. He glanced down at the fallen soldiers, then at Zal, who was already retracting his raw surge. A smirk tugged at Kryn's lips.
A Solari warrior at my side. Now I get it.
Zal simply nodded.
You coming?
Kryn let out a short chuckle, shaking his head as they pressed forward toward the engine room. As Kryn and Zal stepped into the engine room, the pulsating hum of the ship grew louder, its energy almost tangible in the thick air. Massive turbines spun in the background, casting eerie shadows against the cold walls. Kryn immediately went on alert, scanning the room. The flickering red lights only intensified the sense of impending danger. Then he saw him. Standing near the central control station, arms crossed, eyes locked onto Zal, Captain Dren Malgrith. Malgrith didn't move. His posture was calm, almost serene, but the cold glint in his eyes said everything. He had been waiting. Zal didn't flinch. His gaze remained steady as he approached. The tension between them was thick, unspoken, yet undeniably charged.
"You've come a long way, Solari,"
Malgrith said, his voice smooth, almost mocking.
"I wondered when you'd grace us with your presence."
Kryn's eyes flicked between the two.
"You know him?"
Zal's eyes remained locked on Malgrith, his posture tense but controlled.
"No, but he knows me."
Malgrith's grin widened, a twisted gleam of satisfaction in his eyes.
"I saw you on the monitor a little while ago. I had to come see for myself, one of the two sons,"
he said, his voice oozing with disdain.
"My Shalit will be pleased when I bring you to him. He's been trying to get you away from the Solari, train you to be invincible warriors ever since you were born."
Zal's expression darkened in an instant. His breath quickened, but his composure remained. Barely.
"So it was your Shalit that tried to kill my parents and kidnap Kyle and me."
Zal's voice was like ice, every word dripping with bitter sarcasm.
"I can't wait to meet him."
Malgrith's eyes glinted with dark amusement.
"I've been hearing that the two sons are now the best the Solari has to offer. I mean to test your skills."
Malgrith slowly stepped forward, his boots making a soft clink against the metal floor of the engine room. The atmosphere grew heavy with tension as he moved, the distance between them shrinking. His eyes still fixed on Zal, calculating. He was preparing for battle. His posture, predatory. But Kryn, silent as always, didn't make a sound. He simply stepped to the side, giving the two men space. Zal's gaze flickered toward Kryn for just a moment, his voice low but firm.
"Kryn, complete our mission. I'll handle this."
Kryn's gaze lingered on Zal for a second longer before he turned. He started to make his way toward the rear of the engine room, while Zal and Malgrith slowly danced.